make them hear you.
This is Make Them Hear You, with ideas of how you can have your voice heard before Congress.
Senator Patty Murray, ranking member of the Senate Education, Health, Labor, and Pensions Committee, and 21 Democrat-only co-sponsors, recently introduced the Stop Shackling and Detaining Pregnant Women Act, legislation to protect the health and safety of pregnant women and youth in immigration detention centers by reinstituting the presumption of release of pregnant women and youth, prohibiting the U.S. Department of Homeland Security from shackling pregnant women in its custody, and setting some standards of care and transparency for the treatment of pregnant women and youth. Senator Murray's legislation comes in light of recent reports of mistreatment of pregnant women in U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement custody. Many of these migrant women end up pregnant because their smugglers rape them as they're trying to make their way to the U.S.-Mexico border. Some pregnant women have suffered miscarriages because of, quote, cruel and inhumane, quote, practices while in ICE custody. The women were allegedly denied medical care, shackled around their bellies, kicked on the floor, and abused while locked up at various detention centers across the Southwest operated by ICE. In 2016, they were protected under an Obama-era ICE policy that required agents to detain only expectant mothers under extraordinary circumstances. But the Trump administration just recently rescinded that order. The U.S. Constitution guarantees automatic citizenship for anyone born on U.S. soil, a provision many conservatives want to see removed from the Constitution. In the meantime, beating pregnant women and shackling them around their bellies increases the likelihood that a miscarriage will ensure fewer unwelcome new citizens. Recently, when one woman claimed she got caught at the border, federal agents allegedly, quote, threw her around and pushed her to the ground even after she told them she was pregnant. They wouldn't look after me. An official arrived and said it was not a hospital and they were not doctors. It was her life that I was bleeding out. I was staining everything. I spent about 8 days just lying down. I couldn't eat. I couldn't do anything. I started crying and crying. The Trump administration detained more than 500 pregnant women this year. Quote, it is absolutely unacceptable that in our country, pregnant women are being detained, shackled, and denied the care they need to have a healthy pregnancy, said Senator Murray. The Trump administration should immediately reverse course on this heartless and dangerous policy that puts the health of mothers and infants at risk. I'm proud to introduce legislation to make them do just that by reinstating the former policy that presumes the release of pregnant women and youth and setting new standards of medical care and transparency. If you have an opinion on the Trump administration's policies and women miscarrying while in ICE custody, you can contact your senators about Senate Bill 3225 and both houses about the Detention Oversight Not Expansion Act. This is Chris Moore with Make Them Hear You.